to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we look at bioenergy, which is a renewable energy that's generated when we burn biomass fuels, which are organic materials such as harvest residues, purpose-grown crops, and organic waste from our homes, businesses, and farms. Sean Finnan is CEO of the Irish Bioenergy Association, which represents those with an interest in the bioenergy industry, like farmers, foresters, fuel suppliers, energy development companies, and engineers. He explains the different types of biomass.
So bioenergy is energy produced from biological sources. That's from biomass. So your listeners would know about wood fuels, solid, so it could be solid biomass in the form of wood. It can be softer biomasses in the form of slurry or grass, and it could be waste fats, it could be oils, so anything that's produced from a biological source compared to your wind, which is your wind which blows, and your solar, which is your light and your sunlight, the energy produced from those, we're producing it from a biomass material. So bioenergy is used in our everyday lives. And the most familiar that some of your listeners may be is the biofuels, which are contained within our corn, petrol and diesel. So there is an inclusion rate when you pull into your forecourt to purchase your petrol or your diesel. It includes a proportion of biofuels. So in diesel, that could be biodiesel produced from waste fats and oils. And in petrol, it would be ethanol. So the inclusion rates of those biofuels are increasing to reduce the emissions and the fossil fuels within the mix. Mm. So that would be one of the most common uses of bioenergy. And then obviously, people might be using wood fuels. So we're encouraging people to use dry wood fuels because it is a lesser impact on the environment in terms of emissions, and then in terms of gas, so biogas. So some people, if you're using gas from the gas network, there may be an inclusion of biomethane in that, and we're hoping that that will increase over the year. So that's a biogas. So we're displacing what your listeners would traditionally know as fossil fuels with renewable fuels in those forms.
He says there are lots of opportunities in the Midlands as the area moves away from being dependent on fossil fuels.
There is significant potential. Bioenergy globally is the largest source of renewable energy. In the Midlands in particular, there's lots of opportunities, particularly arising from the just transition, you know, the move away from peat and turf and other fossil fuels to renewable fuels. So lots of opportunity in the Midlands for further increase in use of wood fuels, increase in the production of biogas. That's an opportunity for farmers, and also significant opportunities for the potential of biochar, which is another form of bioenergy. Mm. So they all those can present opportunities. So if it's a leisure centre, if it's a nursing home, if it's even a domestic home, you could consider using these bioenergy fuels as an alternative to the current fueling that you would be using. We roll out in the Midlands a Midlands Bioenergy Development Project under the Just Transition. So that project is helping businesses to move away from fossil fuels to renewable bioenergy fuels.
He says while bioenergy is sustainable, it has to meet a certain criteria.
You have to be careful of biodiversity, you have to be careful of land use and a variety of other things, and fulfil all those criteria. So all the fuels are certified. The wood fuels are certified under the Wood Fuel Quality Assurance brand, which we roll out ourselves. But the gaseous fuels are also certified, and indeed the liquid fuels are certified to ensure that they comply with the sustainability criteria under the Renewable Energy Directive. So there is no concerns in that regard, in that they're very strictly governed and regulated to ensure that they fulfil and comply with those requirements. But you're right, in the Midlands, peat and turf have been the main fueling fuels of the past. You mentioned there about Edenderry, that is moving towards 100% biomass. So it's all our sector is about developing alternative options for people that might in the past have used fossil-based fuels to do the same thing, to provide heat, to provide transport fuel, and to provide alternative energies.
So what needs to be done to develop the sector?
We would feel in the bioenergy sector that we haven't received the same levels of support from government that maybe wind and solar have, and indeed heat pumps and electric vehicles. Now, there is a transition towards heat pumps, there's a transition towards electric vehicles. However, they're not for everyone, and there is a need for a wide mix of solutions. So ultimately, people will need support to move over towards these alternative options. We do support the rollout of electric vehicles, we do support the rollout of heat pumps, but they should not be at the expense of other options. Mm. For instance, people installing pellet boilers in their homes, or indeed using biofuels as a way of decarbonising our transport system, or using biogas to reduce the amount of fossil gas we use in the country. But fundamentally, it comes down to supports, measures and policy, which the other sectors have, but which bioenergy doesn't at the moment in to any large extent. And that's what's required. So a prioritisation at a government level in terms of the role and potential that bioenergy has as a fueling option in displacing fossil fuels.
For more information on bioenergy, see ours2protect.ie, or there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.